business and your money on The Standard. I'm Laura Rice. 6 months ago, a new reality hit Houston.
Hurricane Harvey.
The disaster in Texas.
Hurricane Harvey weakened to a tropical storm. But
within a few days, the city was underwater, submerged by record rains and flooding. The storm was, in many ways, a wake-up call. Local leaders and experts quickly realized traditional wisdom about flood planning and about how bad storms can get might not apply anymore. But as Houston Public Media's Travis Bubenik reports, you can't just completely reshape how a city deals with flooding overnight.
Change is not easy, but we have to change how we build in our city.
Former Shell Oil President Marvin Odom has been leading Houston's Harvey recovery. The city has proposed stricter rules for building in flood-prone areas. That's a big deal for a place that's historically avoided regulations in favor of unrestrained development. The rules are designed to protect larger swaths of Houston against bigger storms. But speaking to reporters last week, Odom acknowledged there's been pushback.
I will tell you, as a veteran of a highly regulated business, I feel comfortable in challenging the developers and the builders in this city to innovate, to find more cost-effective ways to meet these new guidelines.
Harris County has approved similar new building codes, but rules can only do so much. That's why the city wants billions in federal funding for a new reservoir, improvements to bayous, a coastal storm barrier, and other flood control measures. Congress did approve almost $90 billion in hurricane relief, though Texas will have to share that with other states. Then there's the separate pot of federal money that could be available sooner for elevating or buying out homes in flood-prone areas. Still, at a Rice University conference, Houston's flood czar Stephen Costello says he's been frustrated with how slowly the money's moving.
The only thing that has been here is what we call a quick recovery, which is a FEMA dollars for the debris pickup, the FEMA dollars for our emergency ops. But everything else hasn't.
Costello and his team aren't the only ones waiting. The Army Corps of Engineers has been approved for hundreds of millions of dollars in upgrades to Houston area bayous and drainage systems. The Corps also wants to do large-scale studies on how floodwaters move through the city and on how to strengthen the Attucks and Barker reservoirs. But again, the money's just not there yet.
That, for me, is interesting to see how difficult it is to get something realized here.
Anna Luce Nellison is an architect and urban designer from the Netherlands, a low-lying coastal country that's prone to flooding. The Dutch are admired around the world for the innovative ways they protect their cities against storms. At that Rice conference where Loes Nellison is sharing that knowledge with experts, she says she understands how government structures in the U.S. and in a place like Houston, public resistance to taxes, make change hard. But it still surprises her.
I think in the Netherlands, there's more awareness of the importance of having such big structures realized in order to keep areas safe from flooding. It's so in our DNA because we suffered some major floods.
There has been progress getting Houston back to where it was before Harvey. Billions of dollars have been distributed to help victims rebuild. Some essential parts of the region's damaged flood infrastructure have been repaired, and debris cleanups continue. But that doesn't necessarily mean Houston's any better equipped to handle another Harvey. And this year's hurricane season is not that far away. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubenik.